fanfare. Commence the drumming. Hey men, the new Grand Vizier, he's coming. He's here to announce the promulgation of the king's latest proclamation. Shall hear a most recent edict from your new Grand Vizier.
After a lifetime of gathering favors, nurturing contacts for year after year, I can at last relax in the moment and savor my new position as Grand Vizier. I stalk my goal with perfect mental clarity, spreading my wealth amongst the influential. I would not waste even a dinar on simple charity, because the poor are so inconsequential. I discovered that the king had a weakness for finery, so I gave him treasures and gems from hither and yon, as well as 1,000 casks from the Athenian winery that he would have seized had he prevailed at Marathon. And yet I have never been widely respected, despite my death grip on the brass ring, because I am a lowly Agagite and not a Persian like the king. Not a Persian like the king. The other princes who are Persian born treat me with contempt, derision, disdain, and scorn. They shun me, mistrust me, their attitudes disgust me. They cannot fathom why they are not half as great as I. I am Grand Vizier because of my own ability, not because of some happy accident of my birth. It is essential that I be shown the proper civility befitting a person of my office and net worth. His Highness has granted my urgent petition that everyone, regardless of station or class, shall assume an appropriate position by bowing down as I pass. You must bow as I go past.
If for a promotion you're a candidate, you better bow down to the mighty potentate. Now for your loyalty, you can communicate, and with any kind of luck you will reciprocate. Now let the king's gates to get prostrate, or else you won't break.
Skartel get cozy with a new Grand Vizier, but Jarash law here is abundantly clear. I can't bow down to him, cause he's just a man. But if I don't, I'll throw my